Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Let me turn you up a little bit, Connie, so.
The microphone on, yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Yeah. All right.
Can you hear me?
And, yeah. And they say sound is good on this end, so y'all can hear Connie.
Hey, everybody. We don't need Jack.
That's right. Okay. It was a sweet introduction, Cheryl, although Connie didn't get to hear it because I was talking to her while you were talking, but she said she was glad to have us both back together and on the program together.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Is anybody out there in radio land besides Cheryl?
Carmen is here. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Yeah. That's all of us.
Okay.
So we are here for not just to chit-chat. We are here for Growing with NTI. It has been a long while since we've been here together. Connie taught a couple times by herself, and I taught once by myself, and I think we skipped a week. So it's been at least a month since we've done it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll probably be hell on wheels tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. So what we'll do first is start with a prayer, and I won't put Connie on the spot. I will offer that prayer since I get a sip of my tea here. Yeah, and I just want to express my gratitude for the experience that we all have here together in Awakening Together in this program. I'm just grateful for everyone and grateful to spend time with Connie again. So, amen. All right, so we're doing NTI Colossians chapter 1. This is page 355 of the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. And we'll begin. Grace is within you.
Stop right there.
It's true. Grace is within you.
Yes. Otherwise, we're totally lost.
Yeah. I mean, if we had to, like, if we really had to go out and earn it, earn somebody's favor, or, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, we would be hurting.
We'd be the F word.
Yeah, we would be the F word. All of the love that is needed for the healing of your soul has been placed within the inner chamber of your own heart. That's a packed sentence. Yeah, we did leave off. Cheryl's asking, you left off in Philippians 3 and 4. That was the last recording. Is that right? And Cheryl, that is right. And Michelle's just joined us. Welcome, Michelle. Cheryl, that is right.
Hi, Cheryl.
But turns out Philippians 4 is the last chapter of Philippians. So, oh, Cheryl said.
Come on, Cheryl.
I'm going to read that paragraph one more time, and then we're going to unpack that second sentence. Grace is within you. All of the love that is needed for the healing of your soul has been placed within the inner chamber of your own heart. So when I say I want to unpack that, hey, Ann.
Hey, Ann.
Ann's still in Peru, world traveler.
Really?
Yeah.
Good dog.
She just called you a sweetheart, even while you were calling her a dog.
I was calling her a dog.
So what jumps out at me about this second sentence is this first phrase, all of the love that is needed for the healing of your soul. So it's just cool to see that connection made. You know, how do you heal your soul? With love, right? And that love is contained within you. In fact, I would argue that that's love is what you are, what we are. All of the love that is needed for the healing of your soul has been placed within the inner chamber of your own heart. We are grateful to you. We are grateful for your willingness to listen to the Holy Spirit for the purposes of healing. We extend our gratitude to you on the wings of angels, that you may hear the echo of your own song and know fully that which is our joy.
Rackham, somebody's at my door. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. See you in a minute. I think it's interesting here that this this is in the plural. We are grateful to you. I know that sometimes in on rare occasion in my writing with inner wisdom, my journaling, it switches to plural. We, and generally it's we are grateful. Just like this is saying. So it makes sense that you know, if there really are not individuals, that the niceties of the English language in terms of I, we, would kind of just get melded together there. So, anyway. Connie's back.
Hey, sorry, folks. It's my neighbors.
I figured it had to be your neighbors. You live out in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't imagine it was Jehovah's Witnesses or the, you know, the pot and pan salesman.
So where do we leave off?
Just read verses 3-8.
All right.
I was just commenting on how interesting it was that it's written in terms of we. We're grateful to you. We extend our gratitude.
Yeah. I guess it's hard to say we're all one all the time without using the word we, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true. We invite you to join us in the kingdom of light, which is our inheritance given us by our Father. We extend our hand to you in patience and gratitude, grateful that you have turned your attention to us. We bid you listen to our every word as we whisper within the true desire of your heart. Listen to our song and know your own. Follow us into the kingdom that is your home.
Yeah, so listen to every word as we whisper within the true desire of your heart. Yeah, because when the Holy Spirit is speaking here, he's speaking for us.
I heard you. I didn't really realize you were through. You want to expand on that?
Well, I mean, it's just talking about the true desire of our heart. Our heart, true desire of your heart, because he knows what the true desire of our heart is, because he is one with us. That's all.
Yeah. The Christ is your truth. It is the law of love. It is the process of creation. It is that which is you.
You know what the law of love is?
I figure it's the same thing as the process of creation. I figure it's, you know, no, do you, can you tell me?
No, I don't know that I can. I was just reading something the other day that was saying that we'll truly get this when we know that giving and receiving are one and the same.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's right on point. When you asked, do I know what the law of love is, what popped in my mind was, you know, Ephesians talked about it. It didn't use these words exactly, but in describing that, Regina talked about it. Love is spirit giving to spirit, through spirit, that which spirit requests.
Yeah, and that would certainly, I mean, that's what he was saying when he says, whispering within the true desire of your heart. It's yourself whispering in your own heart.
Right, right, because there's only one, right?
Right.
That swamp cooler's really loud, so I was closing the door so I could hear you better. You know, this is this process of creation is what we've been talking about in general healing. We've been talking about the third principle of God, right? This as the process of creation, which is you know, consciousness. I shouldn't have brought it up. I couldn't say it. But, you know, consciousness basically creates, seemingly creates, you know, manifestation through attention, through taking thought, right? But it's only made out of consciousness, since consciousness is the only thing that exists. You know, again, we create as consciousness, as one, what it is we would like to see. And, you know, of course, the original the thought of creation was, gee, I'd like to, you know, you've heard me talk about it. Gee, I'm bored. Consciousness says, gee, I'm bored. And I'd like to see things different than they are. Yeah, I'm making the I am bored part up, of course. But, you know, what would things be like if they were different than they are?
Right.
And we've just been exploring that ad infinitum ever since.
It's all pretty fast.
Yeah. So, I'm afraid we're going to pull a Course in Miracles study group here, because we've been talking about this for half an hour, and then now we're going to read the next, and it's going to tell us what it really meant.
There you go.
So, the Christ is your truth. It is the law of love. It is the process of creation. It is that which is you. What are you then if you are the Christ? You are the flow. That is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things within time. You are the heavens and the earth, the bees and the sunshine. You are the process that made all things and is all things, so that they live through the process that created them. You are the flow of life and separate from nothing that is life. For that which flows through them is the process that you are. You are beyond concepts and differences and form and within the life force that is all things. I was particularly struck by the sentence that said, you are the process that made all things and is all things so that they live through the process that created them. I may have first heard Paul Hederman first heard it. I'm sure it's been said many, many times, but I first really heard it when I heard Paul Hederman talk about it. You know, because there is only one thing going on here. You know, things don't have a separate existence. They're enlivened. They only seem to have a life. They only seem to be. Because we imbue them with that. You know, they're created of us, of consciousness. They're animated by consciousness. There is no separate existence. So that when we say, you know, this world is an illusion, this world is a dream, what we're saying is, it's all Plato, you know. What we're saying is, there's only one thing. So the dream, the illusion is in seeing things as something different than me, which was our request, right? I want to see things different than me. I want to see things different than as it is. So I want things to appear to have life outside of the one life.
Yeah, and I've certainly heard that explanation. Being the explanation for God creating anything, you know, if it was just God, like he decided to create something outside of himself, so that there would be something besides God.
Yeah.
So it sounds similar.
Yeah, I think so.
Fairly similar to what you're saying.
Yeah, and Cheryl notes it's like watching the movie on the screen. Yeah, the movie only appears on the screen because of the light that's projected through the film, right? And the light is what enlivens the movie. And in this case, you know, in the analogy, the light is consciousness. Yeah.
And of course, that last sentence that says you are beyond concepts and differences and form, and within the life force that is all things. So I think that's pointed out because that seems to be our struggle. That seems to be our struggle so that we'll know that we're the processing seeds. But we still get caught up in thinking that, you know, that we're men and women and boys and cops and bankers and politicians and parents, and believing that in those concepts that there's differences. That seems to keep us from knowing that all we really are is consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and in fact, the next sentence says, your imaginings have cut you off from the awareness of the life force that you are.
Yeah, the imaginings of those concepts and differences.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your imaginings have cut you off from the awareness of the life force that you are, but that awareness has not been cut off from you. We represent that awareness within your mind. Listening to our song brings that awareness back to you. Be quiet and hear our song. Feel its flow within you. Feel it expanding and pushing out from the center of your heart to all things through the willingness of your mind. I want to read that again. Be quiet and hear our song. Feel its flow within you. Feel it expanding and pushing out from the center of your heart to all things through the willingness of your mind. We travel on your willingness to touch all that you think of and to bring their love and gratitude back to you. Do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the thanks, Cheryl. Hey, everybody. thanks.
Just want to keep you guessing. Don't get too comfortable, you know.
Oh, shoot. So I don't know where we left off. I had just read a really sweet paragraph. So let me read that again. Never hurts. Be quiet and hear our song. Feel its flow within you. Oh, verses 21 through 23. Good. Be quiet and hear our song. Feel its flow within you. Feel it expanding and pushing out from the center of your heart to all things through the willingness of your mind. We travel on your willingness to touch all that you think of and to bring their love and gratitude back to you. Do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the field of love. It is our glue. Within this field, the connection that is all things is felt and accepted by you. That's really sweet. You know, there's so much in that paragraph. But the fact that the love is the glue which holds all of us together, and it would be if love is the life force, if I am love and I am one. The love would be the glue that holds us all together. It's just really, really sweet. And it's interesting, too, that it says, do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the field of love. It's interesting that it would focus on the fear. It seems like I've been focused on fear a lot, according to the Course in Miracles, my entire life. But I haven't always recognized that. But in the last, few weeks, I have seen it, that fear seems to be often be director. And so I listen to fear. Do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the field of love says to me that, it's the thinking mind going, oh, well, you can't be loving like that. Somebody's going to take advantage of you, girl.
Yes. To me, it sounds like you're making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
But whenever I think about that and somebody, trying to keep themselves from being vulnerable, you say, well, I could stay at home all the time and never go out, never make calls, and that would keep you from being vulnerable. But, are you going to shut down so that you're not vulnerable? I mean, life is vulnerability, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really sweet. I know Anne talks all the time about leaning into her vulnerability. And I think you're right. I think the people that we see, it's like, they tell fairy tales about it. It's like Scrooge, right? Scrooge wasn't gonna be taken advantage of. He wasn't gonna be vulnerable. He didn't believe in all that crap, and he was miserable and lonely. And and that's what we see. There's nothing to be feared there, although fear would counsel us differently.
Yeah, and I like what it was saying up here about feel it expanding and push it from the center of your heart to all things. Because anytime we've had that expansion feeling, you know, and your heart's wide open and you're just, I mean, as close as I know to joy is when I'm feeling my heart expand like.
Yeah, and you don't want anything else, and you're not worried about whether you're going to, I mean, once you actually get yourself there, you're not worried about, am I going to be taken advantage of? Is there something I'm not seeing? Is there some plan I should be making? I'm not, you know, I mean, you know, the thinking mind is gone, you know, at least temporarily.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit is saying, be quiet and hear our song. Feel it flow within you. Feel it expanding. You know, it's like, and it's like he's singing you a melody.
Yeah.
You know? Hear our song. Feel the expansion of love. Don't be afraid. Sweet.
You're making me cry, Connie. Cut it out.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
But then this field, the connection that is all things is felt and accepted by you. And that's what you were just saying. The thinking mind goes away at that point. You are your heart. It's wide open. I suppose somebody could come in and take advantage of that vulnerability, but I don't know that that's possible. I mean, you're just so wide open and full of life at that moment.
Yeah, and you know, in fact, when you say you suppose somebody could come in and take advantage of you, what we've seen is it actually the opposite. You know, Peace Pilgrim tells the story of when that guy was going to beat that little girl, you know, and she just went in and just loved him up, you know, just loved, gay expanded the love to him, and he quit beating the girl and didn't attack Peace Pilgrim, which she thought was entirely possible. When she consciously did that loving thing. And, you know, Candace Doyle told that same type of story about the guy that was going to rape her or something, but then when she just, sorry, that's a, ignore that, that's something from my calendar. But when she was just loving, you know, he gave up his plan to rape her. Didn't Byron Katie tell the same story that when the guy was going to stab her, she just loved him, and so he gave up the plan. So, in fact, what we see is the exact opposite of what fear and the thinking mind would tell you would happen. Oh, you're vulnerable. Yeah. You're gonna get it now.
Sweet. That's a sweet paragraph.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy.
About time, Kathy.
Connie. All right. Let's see. We are in the middle of page. Who's golfing? I'm jealous. Connie's jealous too. Connie tried to play last night, got rained out. I was supposed to play this morning. I hurt my arm. We're both jealous. All right. Here we go. We're in the middle of page 356. NTI Colossians chapter 1 verses 24 through 27. Know the Christ within, which is the connection that binds the universe to you. Feel the Christ. Know it is love. Put your faith in this awareness, this energy that is all things. Trust in this reality, and you trust the truth that is your own. You know, I got to tell you that I keep, since we began reading today, I keep getting that remembrance of that experience that I had in New Mexico at the Enlightenment Intensive of just feeling the life energy and feeling the flow of that and the excitement of that, and you all have heard me talk about it many times, but and the unlimited potentiality of that, but that is that, you know, I mean, that is, that's the flow of life. That's what everything is made of. That's the glue, that's the connection, that's the expansion. And as you probably recall, my realization at that time was that what we normally do is drop the floodgates on that flow, you know, by going, yeah, but I'm this and you're that, you know, that we, it's actually, I want to say consciously, a conscious Cheryl, I am sorry, because I know what this means. I know that you're recording this, and I know that this means your job is a whole lot harder, because you got to piece together the various clips. yeah. I apologize. I don't know what's going on with the internet. Probably should have reset it before I started.
I can't see you anymore.
Oh. I'm sorry, Connie. It, I don't know what the hell. It won't let me turn my camera on. Guys, I don't know. Oh, I just hung up on Connie. Oh, call her back. Hey.
Hey.
Can you see me now?
Sort of. It's in the upper little right-hand corner again.
Oh, we got to tap on that. Remember, it said tap here to expand?
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Connie. And Cheryl and Meg and Carmen and Ann and Michelle and Kathy. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I was just talking about the fact that just having had the experience of the truth of my being as the flow of life, and the recognition that the clinging to identity brought a stop to the flow, seemingly. Brought a stop to the flow. Of course, it couldn't stop it because that's all there is. But it brought a stop to my experience of the flow. And I reckon.
And we certainly have heard that story many times from people. They'll be having that out of body experience or whatever, and they'll go, "Oh, I'm wondering if my family's worried about me laying here like I'm in a coma or something. Maybe." Wiggle my toe, and when they do that, they pop out of it.
They pop back out, yeah.
Yeah, they're no longer in that mystical, divine experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was your experience, huh?
That was my experience. In fact, when you mentioned that, you know, I've told you about that other experience that I had years ago where, man, I just got oneness, and I went, oh! Oh my goodness, and expanded, and I got on deeper and deeper and deeper level what oneness was. And then I thought, that was my first mistake, then I thought, wonder what they'll think when I don't show up for work tomorrow. And bam!
And you were back.
I was back. Like, damn it.
Yeah. So you let go of the expanded consciousness of being and, everything and everywhere, and went back to the limited consciousness of being Jacqueline in her body form, and that's where you were.
Yeah, and that's where I was. Yeah. Damn it. but the truth is, that is what we are.
Yes.
And
so you got a glimpse of it, and that's really nice.
It's fuel for the journey, for sure. And I think that what we've been talking about is really, really helpful in terms of, you know, we talk about awareness, watching awareness. We talk about loving what is. We talk about, you know, allowing everything to be just as it is. And these are the reasons, right? It's not because it has any lasting impact on the truth of who you are. It's just that we want to experience the truth of who we are. And we can't experience the truth of who we are if we're going, I'm not all that is. I'm this little bitty part over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about and the Holy Spirit said in sentence 10 up there, it says, you are beyond concepts and differences in form and within the life forces that is all things. So, yeah. We keep ourselves tied up in that little bitty consciousness of concepts instead of participating in the allness that is.
Yeah, and you know, the irony in this is that, you know, how could little bitty me, you know, faced with this great big expansiveness, how could I have, because I'm not little bitty me, right? It just shows the power of decision, the power of attention, the power of who we truly are, or else we couldn't forget the truth of who we were, right? I mean,
yeah. You know, it's really funny. Just before we came on the air, I was looking at some water, and not a mass amount of water, but just thinking about a drop of water trying to distinguish itself from the whole of the water. You know, and the only way you can really do that is, you know, pour that drop out of that whole of the water. And that's what we seem to have done. Because what we really are is that whole that's inseparable from all the rest of the water.
Right. That's cool. Okay. Know the Christ within, which is the connection that binds the universe to you. Feel the Christ. Know it is love. Put your faith in this awareness, this energy that is all things. Trust in this reality, and you trust the truth that is your own. Rest and know this love within you. Know you are looking at the truth of all things. Be grateful that the truth has been brought to your awareness. Be willing to see this truth at work in all things. This awareness is the awareness that leads you to know thyself, for that which you are accepting is thyself, and it is all things. As you know its witnesses, you know its truth. Feel that which you desire, that which in truth is the current of all life. Ride the current in the experience of awareness. See that all things are one through you. And so, God, now I'm burning up. My God. turn the fan on. Yeah, I know you're probably waiting for me to say something. since I went and then ran around the room for a minute. But as you know its witnesses, you know its truth. I mean, this is actually, you know, we've talked about this so many times. You know, it says A Course in Miracles talks about, you know, the ego sends out its messengers to bring it, you know, its wolves and bring it back its, you know, bloody rewards and right. And the Holy Spirit sends out angels. So what you expect to see, you see. We know that. So what you're looking for, you'll see. So we know that if you're looking for proof, if you're looking to sustain your individual experience, your concept of yourself as an individual, you will send out those messengers, and that's the message they'll bring back to you. Damn right you're separate. Told you you shouldn't have trusted that guy. He took you for, you know, whatever, right? If you want to maintain a self-will, if you want to maintain a belief in yourself as a separate self, then that's the experience that you will have. And it's just like this larger thing or this different thing we were talking about, right, with popping yourself back out of expanded consciousness into this tiny little self that has to go to work tomorrow, right? If you send out messengers to bring you the proof that we are all the flow of life, that we are all the body of Christ, that we are all made of love, that is the experience that you will have.
Sweet. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. I was with somebody the other day, and they said, I just don't have time for stupid people. And, you know, you're going...
Who, Connie? Who? No. Go ahead, tell your story.
Well, it just, you know, it just... Yeah. So this person is so into their mind and thinking that they're so separate from everybody else that everybody that's not them is stupid.
Right.
And you can see how separating thoughts beget separation.
Yeah.
And that's really what's being said here is, you know, do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the field of love, within the field of all that really truly is, instead of this separate individual ego that we seem to be. If we know this truth, then let's think in these terms. I mean, bless the heart, there's some that just don't know this truth. And I'm not sure they would hear you if you told them this truth. But we know it. So since we know it, don't be afraid to immerse yourself in that.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, don't be that separate individual that sees themselves as... I mean, that's where that giving and receiving are one and the same.
Right.
Because when you give to anybody else... You're the one that's receiving it because you are that somebody else. That's said very poorly, but
no. I mean, this is a very principle that very point that's been made here.
Yes. Yes, and we can do this practically. You know, some would even say that's what seems to be happening in our government now, in that there's a separation of people not recognizing other people, treating children different than you would treat your own son and your own daughter. Well, they are your own son and your own daughter. They are you. So, I mean, every day in small ways, we can practice this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's frankly not enough just to read it and go, oh, ain't that sweet. Now, how about that son of a bitch?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
came in last week and did me wrong.
Right, right. Right. So yeah, it's time to put our money where our mouth is.
Because we're tired of this. We're tired of that.
And
we're tired of hating other people who are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, because that leaves us separate and alone. I mean, and I think that's actually the perfect example, because if you have deemed everyone around you as stupid, that makes for a lonely life, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and Cheryl notes it's become painful to have self-will. And I think that's where we're all coming to. It's like, you know, we're at the end of the rainbow, right? We're looking for that pot of gold that we've been promised by being a separate individual, and we're seeing it's a hollow dream. I mean, it just is.
The course, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go, I'm done.
The course says over and over again that you have no separate interest than your brother does. I mean, your interests are the same. Your interests are to love and be loved.
Right. Absolutely right. To love and be loved. And different people go about that different ways, and then you call them stupid for it. But the desire is the same, to know themselves as love.
Right. So everybody's interest is the same. And, you know, if we could just see everybody in that light, I think our world would probably be transformed.
You make a good point. You're really good at that. Ann Blanchard, I know, is really good at that. You know, I'll go, well, can you believe so? And she'll go, well, you know, she's been going through a really tough period. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, you're a little hard on yourself, too.
Well, and you have that same ability. We all have that ability. But I see you exercise that. You know, it's that empathy, right? It's that, last Wednesday I heard Carla Mail reading from a transmission from Jesus from Gina Lake. And she said, Jesus was saying that, you know, those who are awake, or awake in consciousness, or however it was put. But anyway, those who are awake still sometimes feel sad. But if they feel sadness, they don't identify with that sadness as, oh, that's my sadness. But they identify that sadness as part of the human condition. Well, that's a paraphrase, and it's not the best paraphrase, but but that really struck me deeply. It's not, you know, it's like, and I also had written with Holy Spirit last week and had something similar in regard to, I was writing about that movie, Mr. Nobody, and Holy Spirit said to me, you know, you'll notice that the main character, even in the happiest of lives, experienced anxiety, sadness, you know, worry, loss. You know, it's the human condition. So so you can identify those things, but you don't have to use the, whether they're in yourself or in your brother, but you don't use them as separating mechanisms. You identify those as the human condition, as the experience that we decided we wanted to have. This is it, baby. This is the experience. We wanted something besides all joy all the time.
Yeah. You got it.
That's right.
No, but I think you make a great point. I think for some of us, and I know you do this, you start your day out with morning meditation getting into your heart, you know, doing the workbook lesson, doing
gentle healing,
Regina's lessons. Yeah. Do what you have to do to get into your heart, and then do what you have to do to stay in your heart, to not be seeing your will as a different will than somebody else's, because it's the same will. It's that will to be loving and loving.
Yeah, well, and of course, you know, we've talked all around it, but that's exactly what's being offered here. That's exactly this whole chapter. That's been the lesson that we've been talking about for the last hour, is to go into your heart, rest, and know this love within you. Know you are looking at the truth of all things. Be grateful that the truth has been brought to your awareness. Be willing to see this truth at work in all things, huh?
And I am very, very, very grateful. And you started off talking about your gratitude, and that will pull you into your heart when you realize what it is you're grateful for. I'm grateful for this great experience of being able to, you know, quote unquote, teach here. I think you're teaching, and I get to chime in, but I'm grateful for being able to participate in this. It fills my heart. I can be rushing home in traffic and somebody's in my way, but you know, then I pull back in here and have this experience, and my heart expands, and I know this is the truth of me, mm-hmm. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, amen to that. Seems like when we started, they were talking about remembrance. I can't find it, but
we've only read one chapter.
I know. Well, we have talked this thing to death, but that's okay. Actually,
we are grateful for your willingness to listen to the Holy Spirit for the purpose of healing, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's absolutely what we're doing. I'd like to wrap up by, again, this says rest and know this love is within you, but I would like to back up to that one paragraph before that talks about how you rest. So I will finish with that, with your permission, Connie.
Sure.
This is the middle of page 356. Be quiet and hear our song. Feel its flow within you. Feel it expanding and pushing out from the center of your heart to all things through the willingness of your mind. We travel on your willingness to touch all that you think of, and to bring their love and gratitude back to you. Do not be afraid to immerse yourself within the field of love. It is our glue. Within this field, the connection that is all things is felt and accepted by you.
Sweet, sweet prayer.
Yeah, very sweet. So, with that, I think we're about out of time. You have anything else you want to say?
No, I think I said it.
You said it well. All right, guys. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.